I think, yes, it was America's 7, Starband. It delivered internet satellite to a group of people in the Northwest that had a lot of trees or whatever obstructing their look at the Clark Belt. And it was in a very unusual orbit, 23,000, I think they said 500 or 700 miles, I can't recall, but a slightly different orbit that allowed people in the Northwest to have a high look angle at the satellite. And that baby just, boom, disappeared about a week ago. It was really weird, James. And I was wondering, what are the odds of satellites getting taken out by, meteorites, space junk, whatever?
Well, there's two possibilities. And the thing we've seen in the past, when that pager satellite went out, was that in the late 90s or early 2000s? I forget exactly when.
Seems like yesterday. All the pagers went.
Yeah, and that was known to be an electrical discharge that the military eventually determined came from Jupiter. In other words, we had an alignment with Jupiter electrical, and they couldn't figure out where this electron beam came from, and ultimately the satellites, they put enough data together to determine that it was an interaction with Jupiter.
Boy, have I never heard that before. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was out of the...
Can you tell me where that's reported?
I certainly don't have it in front of me here, but I keep everything, so it's on file somewhere in my archives.
That's quite remarkable. I would have thought that an event of that magnitude and weirdness would have been very well reported.
Yeah, it was. I don't know where my I remember seeing it, and I remember them talking about it and the type of measurements that were made to determine that, and they were known to be electrons. And since then, there's been a tremendous amount of study in the scientific journals and at scientific conferences to determine exactly the cause of what is known as spacecraft charging. In other words, spacecraft in outer space all of a sudden mysteriously become electrically charged, always negatively, by the way.
Oh, is that so?
It's always negative. And the current belief amongst scientists in the industry is that electrons become embedded in the surface of the craft, but the actual situation is any object in a non-uniform plasma will charge negatively, and that's because of the simple fact that once it begins to discharge that plasma, the majority of the bulk current carrier is in the form of electrons because of the higher mobility, the lower mass of the electron relative to anything else that's charged out there. So electrons become the dominant charge carrier to discharge that plasma by way of the whatever it is, the satellite, the comet nucleus, the space shuttle, the Earth in the sun's non-uniform capacitor, whatever. They always become negatively charged, and that is a possibility with this increased solar activity and solar flaring we've seen, that these satellites could be, when we may see more of this, as if the sun continues this trend of pumping out more and more energy and we begin to discharge this.